tell us about what you think is the connection between Black Lives Matter and the Palestinian struggle for liberation?
Well, I touched on this a bit in the speech earlier, but I think that the corporation G4S and their influence in the American prison industrial complex, as well as in the Israeli brand of apartheid, that can be an overarching example of a connection. But in terms of the people, it's been rich solidarity between the two groups since the Black Panther Party and the PLO.
You mentioned the G4S security company. Do you see other parallels between the struggle for Black liberation in the U.S. and the struggle for Palestinian liberation and the types of oppression that are faced both here by African Americans and by Palestinians in Palestine?
Oh, definitely. Today, August 9th, is the two-year commemoration of Mike Brown's death at the hands of the police. And there are a slew of other, African-American youth that are oppressed by the police in the African-American community as a whole. And in Palestine, the IDF functions as a similar arm of the state against the Palestinian people. And they have identification cards. They can't get through checkpoints to work. These parallels are rather clear, and it's good to see that more people are opening their eyes to that.
I mean, it comes in the midst of a crackdown across the country, especially on students engaged in divestment campaigns on their campuses. And I wonder if you feel that backlash is what you feel the effects of it are on the movement.
Well, I think that it's going to initially, have some negative effects. You see a lot of universities, like the UC Regents, having all this anti-BDS legislation in the schools, and then with Governor Cuomo of New York passing the anti-BDS legislation. But I think that, again, through this solidarity, that we can reverse these and then, have stronger governmental support of BDS and really move it from the ground up, which is how it's supposed to be done. So,
and it seems like youth specifically are targeted by the Israeli military.
Oh, yes. I just watched a video the other day of a young Palestinian girl having her bike taken by the IDF. And, it's things like that that are almost ridiculous, that you can't even fathom it. But then, it's just the norm of everyday life in Palestine.
And what do you see as the way that that you think Palestinians can be liberated in this era with the repression that's going on among the United States and other governments?
Well, I mean, I think that our presidential election, in terms of the future of Palestine, is a very daunting one. Donald Trump, outspoken xenophobe, Islamophobe, and Hillary Clinton, who's more covert about her anti-Palestine sentiments and her pro-Zionist, sentiments. But I think that back to the solidarity between Black Lives Matter and Jewish Voice for Peace and the Palestine Liberation Movement, I think that the more that these groups kind of realize the intersectionality of our struggles, it'll act as a domino effect almost into bringing Israel to the bargaining table, which they've refused to do in the past.